Since 2002, the 32-acre plot of land just off Sunrise Road has planned to be the site of the Weaver's Grove community. The development received unanimous town council approval for conditional zoning of the site in June of 2020. 19 years after the land was first purchased by Orange County Habitat for Humanity, the construction of the 237 total housing units is finally underway. CEO and president of Orange County Habitat, Jennifer Player, told 97.9 The Hill, the development reflects the values of Chapel Hill.
We wanted to create a community that was diverse, that wasn't just all Habitat homes, but that really included a lot of diversity from income levels to races, backgrounds, experiences, etc.
Player said she wanted Weaver's Grove to be a national model for mixed-use development. Project manager Bruce Ballantyne agreed. He said by combining Habitat homes, market-rate developers, and community amenities, this is something worth copying nationwide.
I think it will be something that will be replicated in the future. Most of us think of Habitat maybe as building a home here, a home there, but building a community is going to be, this is going to be certainly different for our part of the world and maybe even elsewhere around the country.
Studies show mixed-income communities lead to better economic stability, educational opportunities, and increased upward mobility among lower-income residents. Ballantyne said he and his team kept that research in mind in the design process to create a place that anyone would want to live in. A recent study from the town of Chapel Hill found 90% of jobs in the town are filled by commuters, while more than 60% of Chapel Hill residents leave town for work. CEO of Habitat for Humanity International, Jonathan Reckford, was at the groundbreaking ceremony. He said Weaver's Grove is a small step towards solving the commuter issue in Chapel Hill.
Everybody is better off if we can have more people who can live close to where they work. To me, Weaver's Grove is a shining example of what is possible when people come together to solve a really critical problem.
As a native of Chapel Hill himself, Reckford said he was frustrated that this project took nearly two decades to finally get going. He said he believes the delays were based in a lack of understanding for the type of community Weaver's Grove could create.
I am very optimistic, but sadly, one of the reasons it has taken so long, I think, is misunderstanding and opposition. And now I'm really encouraged to see the change. And when you look at this plan, I think the neighbors are going to be so eager to come over into this community because it's going to be a wonderful place to be.
Although this project took a long time to come to fruition, Player said the wait was worth it because it resulted in the best possible outcome for what Weaver's Grove could be.
Now, 19 years later, we look and see that really, you know, land is so scarce in Chapel Hill that in order for us to really be good stewards of the land, we need more housing opportunities for more types of people on the site. And so I really think that this project now, in its current iteration, in some ways is really what it was always meant to be.
Weaver's Grove is the largest undertaking of Orange County Habitat for Humanity. 101 affordable homes is double the size of its next biggest development at Phoenix Place. Player said this increased effort was worthwhile because she believes this is about more than building homes. It's about creating community.
I think about the relationships that will be formed sitting by the fire pit or at the dog park, and really a new way of living together as neighbors. So many of our communities are, we just live around people like ourselves. And so our kids grow up around people who are the same race, the same socioeconomic background. And to me, that vibrancy and that really that education that those kids will get, that is really the heart of what we're trying to do.
As the dirt moves on Weaver's Grove, it aims to live up to its motto, strengthening the fabric of our community, with the first homes in that community expected to be built by the spring of 2023. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.